Okay, welcome back to the Veef and Deef, the Otaku DX show with Veef and Deef. We're going to do some feedback from the one guy who talks to us on Twitter.
The very first. This is important.
I know. I appreciate his feedback because people rarely give me feedback about anything.
Yes, we need to do something about that.
I learned that the Reverse Thieves says something about me, you know, by listening to one of their podcasts. Mm-hmm. So, Mr. Jonathan Furman, I want to answer the second part of your question first, because that's easier. Because he said he wants us to recommend a good toy of Six Shot, because he's watching Transformers Headmasters. You just need to buy a Six Shot. Generation 1 Six Shot.
Go for something better and get Seven Changer, if you can find one.
Yeah, well, no, we want Uncle Six Shot.
Ninja Consultant Six Shot.
The Ninja Consultant Uncle Six
Shot. Go look at flea markets and maybe you'll find one for $3. I am still mad about that.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, I got one for like $12 from one of the guys from Toy Box DX because he doesn't care at all about Transformers. So,
yeah. You could just say screw it and get Seven or Great Shot instead. But
nobody can get Great Shot. That guy's really rare as hell. Mm. So is Shadow Maru.
Shadow Maru's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you can find a cheap Six Shot, I mean, he got reissued a couple times, so.
They're also expensive. Six Shot's one of those ones you just have to dive into the abyss to find.
Yeah, he's a cool toy. Mm-hmm. To find one that is yellow to hell, because he does have white parts. But yeah, I reviewed him like way, way back.
Along with Quick Switch, I think his name
is. Yes,
that
Quick Switch.
That looks way cooler. I like Quick Switch a lot.
Well, the problem with Quick Switch is that his transformations are kind of ass.
Yeah, well, that's why I like him, though.
But his robot mode is better because he has more joints. Because he's not a imposing brick like Six Shot. Mm-hmm. But anyways... can you read this question? Because
Like most in our demographic, Robotech was my first exposure, other than Nick Jr. stuff, to anime, mecha, pretty much serious themes in animation. Changed my life forever. I'm sure it was important to you guys too. In past conversations, though, Veef has stated, my hope is Robotech dies. What's up with that? Could you guys elaborate and share your opinions on the current state and future of the series? Thanks. How about you go first?
Well, oddly enough, I can't answer a lot of these questions if you go and listen to our the Veef show, the one that's actually entitled, the one that's about the anime Stratos 4, because it's not. It's actually where myself and Richard discuss Robotech for like 3 hours. But I will give you some more pointed answers. But again, listen to that, because there's a lot of good stuff, because Richard is a bit old and... than me. He actually he grew up with the Robotech, but he actually wanted to know more, and he's not really a Robotech fan anymore. He works in Japan as an English teacher.
He's smarter than me.
He's a cool guy. I look up to him. He's a cool guy. Him and Renato and Gwen and Adrian, they're cool people. Anyway, I've said this before. I did not watch Robotech first. I had my Clash of the Bionoids tape, which that was my introduction to Macross. And I know that's kind of not typical for like people my age, but it wasn't really on TV that much. I couldn't find it on TV.
It wasn't syndicated either, was it?
Well, it was.
Well, I mean, it was syndicated. I'm sorry, I'm mixing that up.
Yeah, it was. It was like it just. I think it didn't really show a lot, as much as people like to say it did. Maybe it did. I don't know.
Who knows?
I was able to find freaking Technoman more than I found Robotech, but whatever.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, yeah. I watched a lot of early morning cartoons, like the Mega Man Show and Captain N and Power Pack. Yeah. The Zelda cartoon.
I'm sorry.
Super Mario Super Show.
Okay, that one's... I'm okay with that one.
Sherlock Holmes in the 22nd Century.
That one's good. I like that one a lot.
I like how Watson is a robot.
For no damn reason.
Well, no, he was a robot.
Yeah, and then he's like, let's make him look like Watson.
They told him to just read all of Watson's old notes, and then he started acting like Watson, which is kind of weird and transhumanist and kind of a cool idea. I watched a little bit of Vortech. You remember that?
Vortech. Oh, I...
Vortech was their way of re-releasing mask toys.
I'm not sure if I did.
Yeah, it had a weird story, but it was not super great.
I don't think I saw that one.
Yeah. The only cool thing was that they did weird recolors of Mask toys. I mean, I watched Mask, too. I watched G.I. Joe. And it's funny because after I read your review, I saw that comment about Snake Eyes, one of them having lips. Mm-hmm. And I went to yojo.com and I looked up I wanted to find that one G.I. Joe who... I remember there was an episode about him in the cartoon. It was Lowlight.
Oh, Lowlight's cool.
Yeah. The episode called Nightmare Assault, where the Cobra uses a dream machine to make the Joes like really tired because they all have nightmares, terrible nightmares. And one thing I was surprised by rewatching this episode is they use the word kill.
That's very rare.
Yeah, which is like, because at some point they had to stop saying that in kids' cartoons.
Spider-Man,
I don't know if they
really guilty of that.
Yeah, destroy. Yeah,
no. What it was is they always Spider-Man always just says, "I couldn't save Uncle Ben." Not that he died. It's just I couldn't save him. I couldn't save him.
Yeah. Well, also infamously in the midday dubs for Gundam Wing, Hero has to say, "I will destroy you," instead of "I will kill you."
Let's just go back to talking about G.I. Joe.
But so this is actually kind of interesting because this is kind of weird and mature for, you know, G.I. Joe. Because Lowlight, Lifeline, the other guy, he's like, he can't sleep because he has terrible dreams about it. Giant ass Cobra. Then poor Iceberg falling into the ice. He says Lowlight has had nightmares like most of his life, like every time he goes to sleep, which is why he doesn't like to sleep at night or something like that. And the way, and then at one point Lowlight kind of goes to, well, before that, Hawk has a dream about everybody dying because of an order he gave, which is like, oh shit. It's kind of ham-fisted, but it's also like, man, this has implications that are really...
Yeah.
Heavy.
I need to go track this one down. This sounds amazing.
I found that on VO, but you can probably find a torrent or something.
Everything's on VO. It's also on Netflix, so...
Yeah. So, also, Lady J comes in, and she's like, "What's wrong, General Hawk?" And he's like, "Oh, I had this nightmare." And she was like, "Yeah, I had one too, where, I was singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl." And he was like, "What's so bad about that?" And she's like, "I wasn't quite in dress uniform." And she blushes like, are they going there? Did she have a dream where she was naked?
I think she did.
Yeah, it's like, again, it's like, this is like weird and mature. Anyway, so at one point, you know, the Cobra's doing their thing. But they cut back to Lowlight, and he says, I'm going to go to sleep. You know, and have a real, show everyone what a real nightmare is like. So in his nightmare, you hear the voice of his father berating him, calling him a wuss, and telling him to go hunt down a bunch of rats. And this is while Lowlight is going around a junkyard full of cars that are demon cars, trying to eat him.
What?
And he's like screaming at his father. It's like, you know, I'm not the kid you knew before. I'm different now. And it's like, I'm going to prove to you that I'm, you know, a real man and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And later on, where they get this idea that we're going to have the same, like, combined dream. And then Lowlight will try to save us because he's the only one who can
conquer his nightmares.
Yeah. And so during this, like, this one shared dream, weird ass shit happens. Like the radio guy, I forget his name, he can't talk.
Dial tone?
Yeah. The thing that's still kind of unnerved me is where Mainframe turns into like this cyborg thing, and it's freaky as hell. Like his nightmare is becoming a machine or something.
Wow.
And it's like, what the hell is this? And, you know, Lady J is like flying through the air. She can't save anybody as they're getting attacked by giant snakes and, you know, stuff like that. And Dr. Mindbender has to go into the dream to try to stop the Joes once and for all. And then Hawk gets the idea, you know, like, everybody trust me. They love me and trust me. And he's like, let's join together. It's not real. It's not real. And Dr. Mindbender tries to incinerate them with fire as he's like this big floating demon face in a column of fire. And then Lowlight comes in. He's got these cars that are like mouse cars. They're like rat cars. And he's like, just like screaming again about how he's like, you call this a nightmare? And it's just like, holy crap. What, like, and they defeat them.
With mouse and cars?
Then, yeah. And it's like, whoa.
Oh my.
And everyone's like screaming and it's like, what the hell am I watching? This is so, this like has so much intense imagery for a kids show. But yeah. So to bring it back,
yeah.
Let me put it to you this way. Somebody, it came up in the conversation about that Robotech fan film trailer. That one guy accused everyone who, you know, they watch Robotech as kids, but they don't like it anymore, as a, you know, abandoning their childhood. And here's my thing, though. My childhood, which is, you know, watching Clash of the Bionoids and playing with the Jetfire, is not trying to kill anyone else's childhood the way Robotech does.
The way Harmony Gold is.
At this point, they're basically one and the same, though.
This is very true. That's all they do.
The only reason it... it's not all they do. It's all they do with anime, you know. It's their only one mark on pop culture, I would say. I mean, like again, I can get anything from Bluefin Tamashii except the Macross stuff. I could get anything from Yamato when they existed except the Macross stuff. You know, they picked Macross because they knew they could sell it overseas. And you know what? They really couldn't directly. Granted, they kind of still made money because, hey, online retailers.
Yeah.
But it's like...
It made you jump through hoops that much more.
Yeah. And to be honest, I don't really respect Robotech. I don't. I'm sorry. I don't understand the Carl Masek hero worship. You know, I mean, if you listen to the recent that Ancast with the Bandai Entertainment guy, he said Kenny Adome was really the guy who believed, who came from Japan and understood the American market and got stuff out there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, all the things that make Robotech good are just things that were in the original series to begin with. So I really, and that's the thing that kind of, you know, frustrates me, is that we really should be on the same page about this. It's like, because you're just talking about the things that I already know from watching the originals.
They're just kind of doing circles around it. It's like having a vague conversation with someone.
Yeah,
and it becomes really like, infuriating after a while.
And the thing is, you do yourself a disservice by sticking with the Robotech version, because we don't need that. You can just watch, you can buy these shows in America.
The actual shows.
Yeah, you can watch them and you will see how it was supposed to be. And then to be honest, it's like, what are you getting out of, like, the Robotech version? Like, I guess some of the voice acting is good because it's a bunch of people who got their start and are big now, but it's like, you need to just kind of watch the originals and you'll learn so much. You will learn, like, Richard said this to some Robotech fans himself. You are basically not learning anything by watching Robotech or getting into Robotech.
Mm-hmm.
You learn so much about, like, how the shows were made back then, what the attitudes were like back then, why they did this, why they did that, by reading the actual history of, you know, Macross and Southern Cross and Mospita. I mean, and that's the thing I try to emphasize to people who like, you know, Mospita so much, is like, that is just one of so many shows from that era.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing special about it. And they keep being like, well, it has a cult following. It's like, so many shows back then do.
Yep.
Still have that cult following. Like, Macross is the one that didn't, that is more than a cult classic. It is an actual
franchise that exists even today.
It is a milestone in Japanese animation. And that's the thing. It's like, this owes nothing to Robotech. And in a way, it's like, it's interesting because Macross had to develop without any American input at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really just that show that was confined to Japan for a very long time.
Yeah.
Even when they wanted to bring it over here, I mean, we got Macross Plus and Macross 2, and that's it.
Yep.
And Harmony Gold was like, nope. Screw you, we want our cut. It's like,
yeah.
You don't own this, go away. And, you know, hearing about how they kept trying to trademark the name Macross for a long time until Big West just gave up.
Mm-hmm. Which is so, and they're like, unfortunate.
Yeah. And, you know, now they have that trademark. You cannot sell things with the Macross name without Harmony Gold being involved.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's a way to, like, get rid of that trademark somehow. I don't know if there is. I don't think Big West cares.
They've tried, and I think they've just pretty much blacklisted. Just like, don't even bother trying.
Yeah, well, it's like they're an advertising company, and this is their few anime things that they own. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's just like, if Robotech was just like the thing that was in the 80s, and now we just have the real shows now. You know, we made that transition. It would be okay, but it's not. You know, it's this obstacle. They always wanted to make it their own Transformers or their own Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
You see that with a lot of that stuff they made afterwards. You know, but it's like they could never get it done. And I think the big thing that my problem is that they understand that Robotech's competition is basically Macross. And the only way they choose to compete is not by making things to compete, but by making you go through hoops.
By making sure that you can't compete otherwise.
Yeah. By making you jump through hoops to buy Macross products.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they made like a couple of crappy comic books. They made Shadow Chronicles, which is just...
We could talk about just that by itself. But we shouldn't, because we will be left being very angry. I'm mostly disappointed than anything else, I guess.
I'm not even angry at it anymore. It's just like, bland.
It's just bad. Like, it's not even entertaining, it's just bad.
It's just bland as hell. It's just like, it's every single sci-fi thing ever. Which I wonder, it's like, is there some of the appeal to Robotech? Is that it, you know, it's kind of very 80s because they have made no narrative progress since the 80s.
At all.
And it's like... And I feel like if there was a way to get just for it to just die, I'm serious. If it was just this thing in the 80s and it's like, yeah, it was there, you know.
It's like, wasn't that cool? Yeah, yeah. Too bad it's gone now. And but
it's like, no, we're going to make a movie and we're going to keep trying to make the Shadow Ride, whatever the hell they're doing, the Interquel. And it's like, just. Either do something or don't do anything. You know, you are contributing nothing. It's like, just like, let go?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's frustrating as all hell because, you know, again, I could be enjoying Macross products more easily. And, you know, and I know that seems pretty selfish, but you know what?
It's not just you, though.
Yeah, I mean...
There is an entire forum and website that is just as angry and agitated that we have to go through the vicious price cycles of dealing with Bandai DX Valkyrie pre-orders and having to go through web-exclusive versions of Yamato products. And you know what? If one single thing was not a problem, we wouldn't have to do all this.
Yeah. And the thing is like, in Japan, they want the business too.
They would love to take our money.
Yeah, they would want to take... I mean, they do, in a way, take our money through the online retailers. But it's like, they were trying to bring Macross over here. We were going to get, you know, Macross VFX2 for PlayStation. I have the demo disc. Mm-hmm. That was in the official PlayStation magazine. That was a playable demo for VFX2. Mm-hmm. You know, that didn't happen, thanks to Harmony Gold. Yeah. And I understand that they... And I feel like that the problem is that because Carl Masek was he described him being very dogmatic in the way he's a great marketer. You know, he can sell anybody on anything. And I think because he kept selling people so much about Robotech being this like evergreen title that can just expand and become big and whatever, it's like they just keep believing and the fans keep believing. But, like, you guys have gotten nothing. You really haven't gotten anything. You got some toys.
If anything, we've lost things by missing out on what the rest of the world has gotten instead.
I mean, let me put it to you this way. Is your childhood more important than the people who grew up watching Plus? Because some people have watched Plus first. Some people watched Macross 2 first. Some people watched Macross 7 first. Or they watched Zero first. Or they watched Frontier first. Like, they have done so much more than this fucking 80s show. Which has been over for decades. It hasn't gone anywhere. So it's just like... And I'm sorry if I come across as being very, you know, irate about it, but... Again, I feel like I have some legitimate reasons for it.
You absolutely do. And this is also after years and years of dealing with this crap. I wouldn't say irate, you're passionate about it, is what it is. And with good reason. Because this is one of our favorite series. And to watch it just basically get blocked off, essentially, at Border Patrol because of Harmony Gold, it's kind of infuriating.
Yeah, and to be perfectly honest, I think Robotech is inferior to the originals.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is.
And it is. I mean, the whole duct taping the shows together, it didn't work. Again, I don't really know. I've only heard things from people who were there at the time that it did shitty when they did reruns because nobody wanted to watch the Southern Cross portion. Mm-hmm. You know, I like Southern Cross. From what I remember of seeing the Robotech version, that one time was on Cartoon Network, it wasn't that good.
It was the one that no one ever remembers, the middle part.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's also like the one with the most changes, the most like restructuring characters to be, you know, relatives of old characters, and trying to make you believe it's like, oh no, it's really the same. It's like, no, it's not the same show. And I understand the whole. It's like it's a huge unit. It's like it's all like. It works on paper, but it doesn't really work.
Yeah, not when you have all this predetermined and animated material that has nothing to do with each other, except for Sentinels, but that's about it. And it just doesn't work. And let me say real quick, I actually did watch Robotech. I don't hate Robotech. I'm going to get that out of the way right now. I hate Harmony Gold. That's different. And... because speaking of the Cartoon Network reruns, that's where I first watched Robotech, and that was my first exposure, since I'm a child of the 90s. And that's
where I saw it in its entire, or as much as they showed as well.
That was the first cartoon I actively watched episode after episode after episode, because it was a storyline that actually kept me engaged and wanted to know what was happening to the people. And you know what? At the time, I loved it, and... I still am fond of those memories, absolutely. And it's because of that I'm sitting here 10:30 at night, not doing my homework, talking on a podcast about cartoons is because of Robotech. But that was also a different time. I didn't know Macross was a thing. This was just what was presented to me, and that's it. After that, doing some exploration, learning it was originally something called Macross, watching it on the Anime Ego DVDs and all that good stuff. You know, it's like finding the last piece to a puzzle that you never quite knew the right fit to. And now that that piece was there, it's done. I don't need it anymore because it's a puzzle and puzzles are stupid. And so I don't hate Robotech at all. I think there are a lot of people who are like me, maybe. And in a couple of ways, Clash of the Bionoids does the same thing for you in that it's what kind of... It was like the narrative hook, kind of. It's what reeled you in and made you want more like this, possibly. And you know what? After that, that's when we start doing the exploration and wanting to know more. And the thing is, it should be just left at that. And that's the other thing that's both good and bad about it, is that it's just that. It had its time and place. Like, I was thinking about it. The best way I can put this is that Robotech is essentially the equivalent of, like, all those 80s redubs that don't make any sense. The way that it would be really annoying and different would be instead that what if Macron 1 was did well enough that it still existed today, and all they do is make sure that Goshigan toys don't come over. I know this is a ridiculous example,
but I think of a better.
The idea of something that is not the original product and is such utter garbage and inferior compared to the original thing, and the fact that that is keeping actual products, like let's say, like Right Stuff or Discotech just announced that they were going to put all of Goshigan out on DVD.
Let's not go down this weird analogy.
Yeah,
I think that the whole thing is that it's essentially because Robotech Me is a symbol that we cannot coexist, more or less. It's basically the culmination of this whole idea where they don't want to compete directly with Macross. They want to rest on their laurels. They want to make subpar animation and basically just go through name recognition. Whereas, you know, and not to disrespect the people who actually do the artwork for Robotech stuff. I know some of them. There are also other people working really hard and they want to, you know, do this stuff and make it too. But it's like, I hate to say it qualitatively, Tommy Yoon, your work really sucks. And I would rather, you know, watch anything from Kawamori because that dude doesn't sleep.
Ever.
Ever. And, you know, he's made more wonderful things that we can also watch, but we can't watch Macross in America. We can watch friggin' AKB-0048 on Crunchyroll. We can watch Aquarian of All, thanks to Funimation licensing it. Like, everything else.
Except but not for Macross.
Except for Macross. And that is the problem, is that this old-ass thing is doing nothing, and it's like, this point, it's like, it is just there now.
Like, you wanted to just go straight up and die. Me, I'd rather just kind of go in the corner and I just quietly, you know, muffle or smother it with a pillow. The point being is, like, it needs to just stop being what it is. Because it stopped being what it is 20 years ago.
And I know, maybe this is me being panicky, but it's like, if they did make, like, a Robotech live-action movie and it like, did well, like, what does it mean if it keeps Macross down? You know,
it just ends up becoming this concerningly incestual cycle that shouldn't exist at all, because it's like we're making lots of money on something that we didn't actually do.
I mean, that's business, but you know,
still, it's
but it's shady, and it's like, guys, Frank Arkham is gonna die before this happens. He's like super old. You know, it's like, this is becoming a blood feud over a freaking cartoon. But yeah, sorry, you should listen to that Veef show, because that was pretty good. just remind me if it's not up, because it was a huge ass one that I had to.
It's on deposit files.
Yeah, I might have to re-up it. So just let me know if I need to do that. Anyways, yeah.
With that, we sure hope you send we hope we get more emails in the future. We'll see how that goes.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. It just gets me going, because it's like, you know, I just want Macross, and like, you know what? That's kind of why I'm getting into Mublup. Because, like, I don't know what's up with Yamato and Arcadia, and...
You need to fill the gap in your heart.
With love.
Lots of love.
Mublup. Also, it's so much easier to get Mublup toys than it is to get Macross toys.
You can just go right on the Mandrakes, and they're right there waiting for you.
Actually, I'm going to look right now. I just want to see if they're still there.
I think we're done with this show.
Wait, I want to look. I want to look. Look.
All right.
This one's still there. Okay, this F-16. What else is there? Oh, I have to. I want to get... I'm torn because there's two F-16s on Mandarake. One's the American version and one's the Turkey.
Clearly you should get both.
I should, because the Turkish one looks really cool too. Turkish Air Force. F-16... Oh, don't tell me somebody bought it. Oh, no, it's still there. Still lots of F-14s. I guess nobody likes the F-14. Lots of Shiranui's, the blue ones. Anyway, yeah, so that's why I want Robotech to die, because stuff.
Yeah.
Can everyone stop asking me about fucking Robotech? Because I get pissed off every time.
Like, go send us questions about Orgus or something. I like Orgus.
Well, it's an alright show. And I think the thing is like, there are facts to be known about these shows, and Robotech does not want you to know the facts.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps trying to obscure them. You know what? Another thing too is like, a lot of people who founded the anime fandom in America and all those businesses, you know, they watched Star Blazers, and that was more faithful, and didn't try to kill Yamato. Does not try to, you know, like, make it seem small.
I was making a very good point here.
The way Robotech tries to make Macross seem small, like, repeatedly, even at their conferences. You know, and then the other thing that pissed me off is, like, all those press releases, they don't even, like, acknowledge. They don't know. Like, there's all this ignorance. And I hate that.
I didn't even realize Harmony Gold was big enough to do press conferences.
No, I mean press releases, like for all those, like, IO9 or whatever, when they say, someone's making a Robotech movie. And then
we're
just like
use clips from Frontier.
Yeah, we're gonna use the Macross Zero artwork. It's like, yeah, no, no. But yeah, that's the thing. It's like Macross moved on. Robotech has yet to do so, and it's kind of sad at this point. You know, it's like I tell all the people who are kind of skeptical about the Macross sequels. It's like, well, they moved on. And the whole series is better for it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we're going to end this right now. Okay, so send us feedback if you aren't utterly offended. VeefandDeef, all one word, @gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter, @VeefandDeef. Remember, there's two D's in there. You can follow me on Twitter @VF5SS.
And you can follow me on @Dragon_Kun. You know how it goes. It's in the thing.
It's going to be in the show notes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, this was a long one.
Yeah, we had a lot to talk about.
We had things to say.
There were things. We had words.
Yes. Okay, bye.